Welcome to Profit. I'm Cindy Broad. Today I'm joined in our Vancouver offices by Paul Peterson. Welcome, Paul. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
Excellent. So Paul is the CEO of Nextleaf, and Nextleaf trades under the symbol OILS on the Canadian Securities Exchange. We're going to kick this off, Paul, with a little get-to-know-you session. So we like to do rapid-fire with our CEOs when they join us, just to put you at ease and let our investors get a little bit of insight into some information about you that might not normally be shared. So are you up for that today with me?
Absolutely. Fire Excellent. Away.
Okay, good stuff.
See if you can stump me.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see how this works out. I could learn things maybe I don't want to know, but we'll go from there. We'll see how this works out. Paul, how long could you last without your phone?
Be a tough one. A two-hour movie's tough.
Yeah, okay.
It's difficult.
Fair enough. Yeah. And are you iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
How long have you been CEO of Nextleaf?
So I co-founded the company 3 years ago. Myself and our CFO were previously at Peace Naturals. We were the first licensed oil producer in Canada. We got acquired by Kronos Group and started this company with a vision of being the best in Canada at doing one thing, and that's the large-scale extraction and purification of CBD and THC.
Perfect. Okay, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, whether it be personal or in business?
Surround yourself with people that are much smarter than you.
That's a good one. That's a very
good one. It's a very important one in business.
Excellent. What podcast, if any, are you involved in listening to regularly these days?
Jim Collins has a great podcast. He does Good to Great, and he's a professor of entrepreneurship at Stanford in the U.S. He has one of the, kind of my favorite right now.
Oh, good one.
But I also like The Catalyst. They have a great kind of industry podcast that we really appreciate
a
lot.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one. That's a good one, too. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
White chocolate.
White chocolate. Oh, see, you threw me for a loop right there. If your house was on fire, hopefully never happened, but what two things would you run back and get?
I would run back and grab my two chihuahuas.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's the right answer. okay. And as a last one, flour, edibles, or oils?
I mean,
it's
oils,
a tough one, eh?
Well, you know, oils for us. And we're obviously very excited about now oils and all these 2.0 products being legal in Canada. So
Excellent.
Pretty exciting times for our company.
Thanks so much for rapid firing with me, Paul. Just on another note, though, you said you had two chihuahuas.
Two chihuahuas, yeah.
What are
Chico
their names?
And Jose.
Chico and Jose. I love that. How old are they?
14 and 12 years old.
Small dogs, and they've aged pretty well.
You know what? They're both daily CBD consumers, and we've really seen a positive effect on their overall health and well-being, arthritis and pain, that sort of thing as dogs age. So I think that's the exciting thing about cannabis, and it's many disruptive aspects of it and other industries like pet care and you think of all the different markets. So we're obviously pretty excited about using it in our own life and then being able to be part of this movement of bringing it to the masses.
Excellent. And you have very real life experience of a practical application that seems to be working quite well. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Paul, so let's give investors a little bit of a background on Nextleaf and a little bit about the company, if you can fill us in.
Yeah, so Nextleaf is a company that I started 3 years ago. Myself and our CFO were at Peace Naturals. We were the first oil producer in Canada. We got acquired by Kronos Group
in
2016. Started Nextleaf, and our focus has been to develop disruptive intellectual property around industrial scale extraction, purification of THC and CBD molecules, and to be a producer and a processor of ingredients that we think as now these 2.0 products are going to become more mainstream in Canada as well as globally. We are focused on setting the global standard for being a low-cost producer of ingredients and really being that company that is on the forefront of developing disruptive intellectual property that goes into taking dried biomass and turning it into oils.
Excellent. Okay. So 2019 was quite a turbulent year for cannabis stocks in general. Oils closed 2019 up modestly from the year following its March listing. Why do you think oils fared better in capital markets than other cannabis names?
Well, I think, first and foremost, we didn't have a big bloated market cap when you look at kind of where we went public, we feel that we priced our March CSE listing appropriately. And yeah. I think most importantly, as a company, we've taken a lot of lessons from the early days of the industry. I've been in this industry now 6 years, and we've really surrounded ourselves with people with a lot of cannabis experience in the legacy market as well as the legal market. And I think we've really built a team that we said, you know, from day one that there's going to be a lot of companies that blow themselves up. They get too big too right. fast. They get over their skis. And I think they get a little too ahead of themselves with, you know, global domination and getting too big too fast. So for us as a company, I think we've built smartly. We've raised the right amount of money, and I think we've spent it very wisely. We haven't gone out and blown our brains out building, indoor farming, indoor cultivation facilities when we think, we said, you know, 3 years ago, that I think a lot of these facilities will be obsolete when outdoor cultivation gets legalized. That's obviously happened this year, and we think that was one of the big factors that has sort of led to, a pretty tough 2019. But we think at the end of the day, it's a good thing because the cream will rise and the good operators will continue to build great businesses. Right. And for mm-hmm. us, we're in this to build a $1 billion business. And we think that there is a lot of pumped up companies with unsellable biological assets and goodwill that are going to be written down and written off in 2020. And for us, we're just really focused on executing on our vision.
Excellent. Okay, so Paul, just sort of around that, you spoke today, actually, at Lyft Business Conference here in Vancouver. It was on the topic of CannaTrust and reestablishing trust in the cannabis industry. So can you give us, let us know a little bit about what you spoke on and how that went down?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously CannaTrust was one of those events that you know, hurt the industry tremendously. Yes. I think it was probably one of the most negative events that this industry has had over the last 5 years. And what we really talked about was sort of unpacking that, you know, why it happened and really what the industry needs to do. So we're kind of coming up with our list of not only things that we follow, like good corporate governance, diversity on our board and management team, and really building a culture of compliance. And I think, you know, the interesting thing about CannaTrust is that was the darling of Bay Street and Wall Street, and you know, they brought a CEO in that was was positioned as the adult in the room, yeah. as a you know, guy who was previously CEO of a company of 5,000 employees, and quite frankly, they hurt a lot of people, they hurt a lot of investors, they hurt a lot of good people who work in this industry, and most importantly, I think they hurt the entire Canadian brand,
yeah,
for being the best, most well-regulated market. So we really, I think, for us, we always say these types of situations can be good, good learning. Obviously that's tough to hear for anybody that was negatively affected by it. But sure. I think, you know, as an industry, we really need to do better. And I think it starts at the top with all these companies. And, I'm always, I think, take that very seriously, that I set the tone for our organization, just like those the CannaTrust board and management team set the tone there, and quite frankly, they did the wrong thing when they produced $65 million of cannabis illicitly. But that doesn't start right. with one person. That starts at the top, and that is a culture of not complying. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, this industry will succeed and will be able to move beyond some of these kind of negative events that happened in 2019. And I think
learn from your mistakes,
absolutely.
Right? And move forward. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so your corporate deck states that Nextleaf owns a portfolio of issued and pending patents for the process of producing CBD and THC distilled oils, which is the precursor for every cannabis infused product, obviously. Investors love the words patented and proprietary. Nextleaf has just recently got its 11th issued patent. Congratulations on that. So how is that a game changer for the company, and what does that mean to you guys?
You know, I think when we look at intellectual property, we say, what does that mean today and in the future? And when we step back and look at this industry, and we say, in the last 2 years have seen over $7 billion invested by three large companies, that being Imperial Tobacco, Constellation Brands, and Altria.
Yep.
We believe that those types of companies and other, you know, consumer packaged goods firms that get into this space, big tobacco, big alcohol, big pharma, these are companies that we don't believe will be concerned with companies that can grow plants well.
Right.
We think that that intellectual property around industrial scale production of standardized molecules that can then be used in a repeatable manufacturing product process is really how a tremendous amount of shareholder value gets built. So for us, obviously, I'm very proud of the team. When we started the company 3 years ago, we acquired what we felt was the most impressive extraction and distillation technology that I'd ever seen. We had scaled it up with our team of scientists and engineers and filed a number of patents around it. And I think we've surprised ourselves with how much traction we've had. And now our 11th patent, which includes 6 in the United States, 2 in Canada, 2 in Australia, and 1 in Colombia.
Wow, so very global.
Global, I mean, we look at the United States as our primary filing jurisdiction for patents. Obviously, the U.S. leads the way on IP.
Yeah.
But we look at cannabis as a global phenomenon, and essentially we file patent protection. Once we file in the U.S., then we file through the patent prosecution highway program. We file in every other jurisdiction where cannabis is legal for production or consumption. And we think globally every single day, and we think, you know, how do we innovate and how do we develop technology that allows us to get to a lower cost per milligram of THC and CBD, which we think that, you know, that intellectual property becomes very valuable as larger players continue to get into the space.
So your facility is actually just down the street in Coquitlam,
yeah,
BC.
Yeah.
It's a custom extraction plant. You announced recently the commencement of revenue.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing. So what should we expect from oils in the first half of 2020 now that you're in revenue?
So I think, you know, obviously the big sort of event that's happened, not just for oils, but other processors in Canada, is the legalization of these 2.0 products. The other big event that's happened is that there's a complete glut of low quality dried biomass. So as of Health Canada's last inventory number, there's over 400 tons of finished products sitting in vaults across the industry.
Wow.
And I think, you know, if you looked at this space 2 years ago, companies were valued on millions of square foot of funded capacity.
Yes.
And I think what that has led to is it's a bunch of shitty pots sitting in vaults that can't be sold. It can't be sold because A, it's not high enough quality. There's obviously a robust illicit market where consumers can generally buy higher quality product,
right,
for the same or cheaper price. And then there's not enough retail. But what it means for processors, it means that there's a lot of biomass that needs to get processed. And
or a lot of waste.
Well,
I mean,
and we are going to continue to see that. We're going to continue to see companies doing write downs. But I think what we're very excited about is our technologies around using really unsellable dried cannabis or hemp biomass, being able to process that on a large industrial scale.
Right.
Our custom chilled ethanol extraction and distillation plant can process the same amount of biomass into refined oil as 8 large CO2 units.
Wow.
So we believe that what we've done is we've developed 11 patents around our methodology and our equipment that we go from dried biomass into these highly refined distilled molecules. And we believe that we can be a supplier of THC and CBD molecules to consumer packaged goods companies at a lower cost per molecule than anybody else in this country. And we've backed that up with our IP protection. And we feel very good about now ramping up the commercialization of our IP portfolio in 2020. Obviously, we announced a very significant licensing deal.
Yep.
So it allows us to monetize some of our non-core IP. And I think it speaks to the value of our IP portfolio. We're expecting big things as well through our toll processing and our wholesale of bulk molecules this year. And just, you know, looking forward to making some big announcements around some of our partners and some of our consumer packaged goods companies that we power through our distilled THC and CBD.
Perfect.
Molecules.
So IP, very important for 2020. That's the play.
Very important.
Gotcha.
Very, very
okay.
important.
Good. After some disappointing results in the industry's largest producers during the first year of legalization, as we touched on, cannabis investors seem to be focused on companies with cash flow and achieving positive operating results, obviously. How is oils going to get to positive cash flow?
Oh, I think that's a great question. Really, over the last 3 years, we've built this company sensibly. We haven't got too far over our skis. We've got a very efficient process, and what I always compare it to. So we say we want to get from point A to point B. Point A is dried biomass into a highly refined standardized molecule, and our system is getting there with one bus, where other kind of off-the-shelf CO2 extractors, it'd be using, you know, 10 taxis. So you're going to process the same amount, but those 10 taxis, you're going to have 10 drivers,
right.
You're going to have, you know, 10 sets of vehicles that are going to break down. We're here, we have a more efficient process.
Much more streamlined.
And so for us, how we get to profitability is through IP licensing, which I spoke of. We're expecting $5 to $10 million in IP licensing or royalties earned in 2020 from our patents. And again, the one deal that we've struck, that's what we're expecting is over $3 million in 2020 in that deal. But really, for us as a business, it's all about commercializing our IP through our custom plant out in Coquitlam, through toll processing, and then selling bulk molecules. And again, when you step back, there's 400 tons of lower grade product in vaults that are going to need to be processed. There's not enough CO2 extractors in this country. And we think that what the guys at MediFarms and Valens have really done is they've very much validated the model of picking one part of the supply chain and focusing on it.
Right.
So that's what you're going to see from us in 2020. That's how we get into profitability. We're not trying to do it all. We don't have multiple facilities that need multiple sets of people. And we have a very focused approach. And we think that we're very, very well positioned to surprise a lot of people in 2020.
It's like, okay, so just on our sort of a last comment, what can investors follow? Go to stockhouse.com, follow NextLeaf, see oils on stockhouse.com. What are some milestones that they can put you on their watch list and see you hitting in the next few months, do you think?
Yeah, I think over the next 6 months, what you're going to see is us scaling our business to full utilization. We expect to get our plant fully utilized by the end of the year. And
right.
What I mean by that is we have the ability to process half a ton a day of biomass, and we expect to be scaling up through commercial agreements and being able to, again, process for cultivators and for downstream CPG brands. And so that's really what I think investors can expect in 2020. But the other big thing is then the intellectual property
yes.
aspect of it. You're going to continue to see licensing agreements. And so, you know, commercialization of these patents, you're going to continue to see our patent portfolio grow. We became the first publicly traded cannabis company to be issued multiple U.S. patents for industrial scale extraction purification in 2019. We finished the year with 11 patents, and we're expecting a big year here in 2020 with new patents being issued, and then again the commercialization of the existing patent portfolio.
Okay, well, so NextLeaf is a great company to put on your watch list on stockhouse.com. It again trades on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol OILS. Paul, I can't thank you enough for coming in and giving us an update. Appreciate you coming down to the office, even though you've been so busy over at Lyft all day today. So thanks for that.
Hey, thanks for having me. We obviously appreciate what Stockhouse does and creating a community for investors to talk about investment ideas. And, you know, for us, we're in this to build a great business, and we just appreciate the opportunity to highlight what I think was a very big 2019 in, you know, within a sea of kind of unmet expectations. So we're just appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. And I just actually, before we cut out, want to comment on, you had a Gravitas report that was recently put out that gave you a target price of $1.75. I had a comment off the bullboards from Greenrush 89 saying that he hopes to see you start setting hitting your target price of $1.75. He's saying stay long in 2020 because he hopes to see NextLeaf hit a high of $5. So some support from Stockhouse members as well.
That's great. And listen, our management team, we've got a very experienced team. Our chief technical officer has been in this industry for over 15 years,
yep.
developing intellectual property, and he has really been the forefront of kind of what we've done on the IP side. We've added in Tom Ulnowski, who built the first profitable cannabis operator here in British Columbia. I think we've done a great job in really building a culture and recruiting some of the brightest from oil and gas.
Absolutely.
We're very excited just for the opportunity. Now, as a public company, we think that the sky's the limit. When you look at cannabinoids kind of on a global scale, and you look at, you know, big pharma, and you look at, I think, where these companies are going to be focused, obviously, our former premier, Christy Clark, was recently on TV joining the Constellation Brands Board and talking about how she loves what Canopy has done for developing IP. And I'll say, little startup in Coquitlam, we'll put our IP patent portfolio against theirs any day of the week, and love to challenge Christy to come down and see what a company started here in this province has done. You know, we're very proud of the folks that have joined, who've come out of the legacy market and what we've been able to do in 2019, and just, you know, super excited for 2020, and just really appreciate the support that we've had from our investor community, and obviously Stockhouse has been a big part of that.
Thank you so much again, Paul, for joining us today. Appreciate it. And again, I was joined by Paul Peterson. He's the CEO of NextLeaf, and NextLeaf trades on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol OILS. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thanks, Cindy.
Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.